B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Massachusetts schools getting more time to get ready. Phase 3 of COVID-19 vaccine now underway and a cease and desist order issued over the photo of a crowded cruise ship. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Megan Thee Stallion fans are demanding Tory Lanez be deported after Megan pours out her heart about being shot.
Leroy has your sports.
And the restart of sports could be in trouble already.
But first, Massachusetts schools will be getting 10 more days to prepare for the 2020-2021 school year. The Department of Elementary and Secondary Education agreed to reduce the number of school days from 180 to 170. School districts can then use the additional 10 days to prepare to reopen during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, districts are allowed to start the school year as late as September 16th, and there are other requirements that the Mass Teachers Union Association wants to do away with, but the state hasn't budged on, like canceling the requirement to submit a complete in-person learning plan and also canceling MCAS. Phase 3 of the clinical trial for a COVID-19 vaccine is now underway, with more than 30,000 people volunteering to get the vaccine developed by Cambridge biotech company Moderna. Half of the participants will receive the trial COVID-19 vaccine. The other half will get a placebo. A month later, volunteers will get a second booster shot. Then, over the next few months, doctors will monitor how well the vaccine works to protect against the virus.
Okay, here we go. Thomas John.
We have action.
Yeah, Thomas John actually, when we talked to him, predicted this. He said by September, before
September. End of
September,
early October.
Yeah, I like this.
And the city of Boston and the state have issued a cease and desist order to Bay State Cruise Company after a photo was shared of what appeared to be a crowded cruise ship over the weekend. Now, the company can no longer conduct music or group charters, but they can continue their ferry service to Provincetown. Bay State Cruise Company said that the Provincetown, too, was operating at 33% capacity and have detailed safety protocols. All right, it's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Kanye and Kim have been reunited in Wyoming, and their first order of business, a trip to Wendy's. This is the first time the two have been together since Kanye's Twitter meltdown and rally in South Carolina. Kanye has since apologized publicly to Kim on Twitter, but that didn't stop her from getting visibly upset as TMZ released pictures of Kim sobbing in the front seat. Word is Kim has been trying to get Kanye to get help, but so far he's been uncooperative.
See, they can go somewhere where they won't be videoed or photos taken of them. They like that stuff.
Well, he wanted his Baconator. I would too. You been to Wendy's lately? That's good. Down in the Baconator fries. Oh my God, the Baconator fries are bomb.
Strawberry lemonade.
No, I'm not a fan of lemonade. No, I don't like lemonade, and I'm not a big fan of juice like that. Anyways, so there's been rumors for months that the workplace environment behind the scenes of the Ellen show is a nightmare, to say the least, with accusations of racism, poor treatment of staff, discrimination, and intimidation. Well, WarnerMedia is determined to get to the bottom of it and have hired a third-party firm to investigate. Executive producer of the show, Ed Glavin, released a statement saying they are heartbroken that even one person had a negative experience, and that, quote, the day-to-day responsibility of the Ellen show is completely on us. We take all of this very seriously, and we realize, as many in the world are learning, that we need to do better, and we will do better. And pretty much what they were doing was saying that none of it was Ellen, her responsibility, right, which most of the complaints they're saying was not against Ellen specifically. It was really just the behind the scenes and, you know, kind of like the producers like telling me that you can't look Ellen in the eye. Don't talk to her in the hallway. Well, stuff like that.
And that makes sense. So, it was the same thing when Steve Harvey, the stuff came out with Steve Harvey doing the same thing a couple of years ago. You can't stop and talk to everyone, because everyone's going to want to pull you in and go, this is my only chance to talk to you. So they're going to want to keep you there to whatever, talk about their idea or ask you about for a favor. And it's like, that's why they're like, you know what? Without even that person knowing, without even Melissa knowing, I'm going to say, hey, listen, when you're here and you see Melissa in the hallway, don't even look at her. Don't talk to her. You take it to the extreme. You know what I'm saying? If you're like, oh, no, she's great, you can stop and
that's
talk to her.
A little extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you got to do it sometimes.
And Megan Thee Stallion took to Instagram Live last night, and a quick 10-minute live, she talked about how she's been dealing with life after being shot. Now, there was no mention of Tory Lanez specifically, but she did express how heartbroken she's been being the subject of everyone's speculations and memes.
Oh, Lord, I didn't think I was going to cry. But yeah, I had to get surgery. It was super scary. It was like
just the worst experience of my life. And it's not funny. It was nothing for y'all to start going and making up fake stories about. I didn't put my hands on nobody. I didn't deserve to get shot. I didn't do shit.
She then talked about how her silence didn't mean that she was trying to protect anyone. She just wasn't ready to talk about it.
And it's not that I was protecting anybody. I just wasn't ready to speak. That's not no shit you just immediately get on the internet and start talking about. And that's a lot of y'all motherfucking problem. Y'all take y'all whole life to Instagram and Twitter and make it a fucking diary. And that's not me. Y'all and them fake ass blogs and y'all fake ass sources and my fake ass friends.
Are you guys still dating or not? That's what I want to know.
That was sad. I felt bad for her.
Yeah, you could tell. You could see. Just watching her, you could
terrible.
Feel her pain as she started to cry. And she says she's ready now to move on with the help of her real friends and family. And since her live video went viral, it's caused people like 50 Cent to reconsider making fun of the incident. After posting a meme about it, 50 then posted Megan's live video with the caption, "I'm glad you're feeling better and I hope you can accept my apology. I posted a meme that was floating around. I wouldn't have done that if I knew you were really hurt. I'm sorry." And Megan's fans are now trying to take action by creating a petition on change.org asking for Tory Lanez to be deported to his native Canada.
Oh, come on.
Saying, quote, "Deport Tory Lanez back to Canada and ban him from coming to America forever. This little 5'3 man with a big ego has contributed nothing to the American economy and promotes violence and violence against women. So far, it has over 13,000 signatures."
But they're playing Chris Brown in the background.
Uh-oh. Here's Leroy with sports.
By the way, real quick, I DM'd Megan last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did.
And what was her response?
There was no response. Yeah. I even put that in the DM. Like, you're not going to respond. But it was just some encouragement because I felt for her, too. Mm-hmm. Anyways, the NHL announced that over the past week, no one has tested positive for COVID-19. That's great. The Red Sox lost to the New York Mets 7-4. That's bad. That is terrible. The pitching was terrible. And staying in baseball, the league had to postpone two games after at least 11 players and two coaches on the Miami Marlins have tested positive for COVID.
Can I just say how terrible that is? Because baseball is the sport where they're socially distancing by the rules of the game.
I know.
It's not a contact sport. So now what's it going to be like with hockey, basketball, football, where all they do is touch each other?
Well, I mean, the commissioner said they kind of prepared for this and kind of, you know, expected for this to happen. And last night during the Red Sox game, when I was watching this, they said something that I can't take credit for, but they said, you know what, a lot of young players are going to get a chance to play now from the minors and come on up. I mean, honestly, yeah, not just true. For the Marlins, but for everybody. Yeah. So I don't know if the league's going to shut down.
That's a good way of of spinning. You're not going to see the All-Stars play.
Right.
A lot of good, young talent with potential.
Right. And with the NHL and NBA, some people have asked, why didn't Major League Baseball set up a bubble like the other leagues? Yeah. So there you
Isn't it sad that the Major League Baseball has expanded their playoffs to like pretty much half the teams and the Red Sox won't be there?
Oh, we don't know.
Isn't it sad?
They look terrible.
That we wish the Red Sox would all get COVID because that would keep them from losing.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of the Red Sox, they take on the Mets again tonight at 7:30 and the Celtics will take on the Rockets at 8. And that's just sports.
All right. Your good news today. Robert and Janice Beecham they're a Texas couple and they've been married for 46 years. They've also been through a whole lot. So back in March, Robert started feeling symptoms of COVID-19. He tested positive, had to be admitted to the hospital. He did make it home, though, just in time for their anniversary in April. Meanwhile, Janice had just recovered from having surgery in February because of a second battle with breast cancer, then found out she had ovarian cancer, and then tested positive for coronavirus.
Jeez.
Well, the good news is Robert and Janet have survived two surgeries, two coronavirus diagnoses. And chemo. Janet is now cancer-free. She now has just preventative radiation coming up, and the couple says they're blessed to be alive and celebrate another year together.
Can we take this woman's antibodies and examine
Lord.
Them? That's crazy.
Mm-mm-mm. That's your good news, and this report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Service.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.